Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au. The Human Condition.
Yes, in our Human Condition segment, we're continuing a series on the so-called fruit of the Spirit from the New Testament book of Galatians with our great guru, clinical psychologist Lynn Worsley. We kicked it off with love over the last 3 weeks. If you missed any of those, they're well worth catching on the podcast page of our Open House Community Facebook page and our website. Tonight we're looking at the second of the so-called fruit of the Spirit, and that is joy. Then in the coming weeks, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. So Lynn, welcome back from Magnetic Island.
Thanks, Lee.
I'm sure it was, and I hope it was a great break for you.
Very warm.
Good on you. So tell us about joy. And here's my question. Is it different to happiness, which we covered in our pursuit of happiness a few weeks ago?
Well, I'd like to say, Lee, that joy is one of the least studied emotions in psychology. So this is a hard one. I thought I'd do a quick survey of my own family over the last couple of days.
Good.
And interestingly, I had completely different definitions.
Thanks, family.
Some of them said, joyful is more than being happy. So somebody else said, you can be joyful without being happy. Someone else said, you can't be happy without being joyful. So, you know, I really sort of was a bit stuck there when I did my survey.
Yeah.
So I looked a little bit further. I did a little bit of reading and then I started to think a little bit more about how I would see it. After I got a little bit more confused. We've studied a lot in psychology and happiness, heaps of it. We've looked at positive psychology and we looked at happiness, and we see that happiness is a lot more about a wholeness, a much more fulfilled life.
Yep.
But we haven't studied joy. So I'm going to give you my perspective.
Okay.
When I look at the work of the psychologists, I see the happiness has this whole holistic part, but joy on the other side has more of an in-the-moment sense.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can actually be really unhappy or sort of flat or not even sort of experiencing anything at any point, but you can have a moment of joy where you have a laughter or you see something funny or something that sort of catches your eye. It's sort of like a contrasting moment.
Okay, just for a moment.
Yes, and it can be a surprise in the middle of a painful moment.
Okay.
So you can have a laughter at a memory of something, somebody that you loved who passed away. You can remember that and have a laughter about that, but at the same time it could be at the funeral that you remembered that and laughed.
Yes.
So that's a moment of joy. It's like a surprise.
Okay. C.S. Lewis wrote a great book called Surprised by Joy.
Yes, it's a beautiful book. And in his book, he describes the experience of feeling intense joy while not being particularly happy or elated, but rather feeling a state of being where he was surprised at feeling a sense of joy. He was actually sitting on a bus, on a London bus,
as you do,
thinking about nothing in particular, and he'd become aware that there was a God. It was a beginning part of his journey, and he'd realized that God was real, and he was just pondering it. And he just described this sense of joy. And ironically, he married his wife, and his wife's name was Joy. But also, my sister's name is Joy, and I'd just like to say here that
hello,
I think
Joy.
She is the most joyful person and has a joyful laugh that you've ever heard. And so she lives up to her name. So I've even heard her name, her laughter in the crowd of mourners at a family funeral.
I hope at the right time.
No, not at all. And looked around and people would say, with a smile on their face, that's Joy.
Yeah.
So for me, joy is a surprising moment. It's brightness in the midst of an ordinary part of life, and it's also somebody I love very dearly.
Okay, so if we look at how and when we're going to experience joy, it is in that kind of snapshot moment.
Yes, yes, yes. People experience joy in the moments. They experience joy sort of almost like an appreciation of beauty. Smells, a smell of a rose in the early morning.
Yes.
The mist in the valley. A beautiful sunrise or a sunset, or the smell of a newborn baby.
Smell of the sea air.
Oh, yes. And joy is that deep momentary attachment to the senses. So it's very sensory. And there's beauty and simplicity. then okay. there's joy.
If it's a momentary thing, is it something we can develop in our lives or practice so we can get more of it, do you think?
Yeah. Now, that's an interesting question because in psychology, as I've said before, there is a practice that we call mindfulness.
Yes.
It's a, you know, psychology has its buzzwords, and this is the current one at the moment. There's mindfulness-based therapy, and there's mindfulness meditation, and there's mindfulness psychotherapy, which basically means it's just teaching people to take time and to appreciate the moment. So you stop, you wait in silence, you tone down the busyness of life, and you learn to appreciate your breathing and you sort of the smells and the sights and the sounds. And it's just a bit of a meditation, really, or contemplation.
Okay.
But when you're in the moment, you can experience sort of almost like a nothingness, a silence. You can do a six-week course. You can do all sorts of podcasts to practice this mindfulness. But the simple thing that it teaches, it's just the toning down of your life. It teaches the brain to switch off, to be silent. And that's when joy can be experienced.
I'm sure, though, I'm not the only one to say this, what an enormous challenge it is to get yourself to that place. And please, God, switch off.
Yes. Look, yeah. It's an absolute skill to learn to be silent. And the contemplatives will say that it takes a lot of time.
Yes.
The best way example I've, or best explanation I think I've heard is that it's like tuning into the right radio station.
Here you are.
Here we are. It's like when you sort of go along the dials and you're trying to get that right radio station. You have to learn to practice the toning down of your brain. It's like that very fine tuning. So meditation, contemplation, prayer, or mindfulness, whatever you like to call it, it becomes easier at those times to just to tune into joy.
Okay.
It's a bit like having a preset. So once you've learned how to do this, you've got a preset as to how you can quickly get into that sort of mindfulness or that place.
Mm.
I know for myself, there are times where I actually have to force myself to be silent. I kind of imagine that, but just to sit still and to concentrate, you know, when my brain is just so busy and there's so much going on, it wanders off while I'm praying. You know, I'll think of the shopping yes. list and what I've got to do next. And I wonder about the person next to me in church and I think about their sniffing and their breathing. I can't concentrate.
And brief for open house.
But the practice of meditation and contemplation or mindfulness allows us to stay tuned. So it's actually a practice. It's quite a good practice to learn. But that is where there's joy.
Mm, okay.
It's in the moment where other parts of life don't dominate. It's the brightness in the dark times. It's the laughter in the sadness. So to answer your question, how do we practice joy? We can't practice joy, but we can silence our minds so the joy can be experienced. We can spend time meditating on the good, the wonderful, the lovely. We can clear our minds of clutter and let it be open to joy.
I've had a little experience of this in recent times. I've made three new best friends with some magpies who come on our table out the back, and I've got two of them hand feeding at the moment. And I must say, I just thought that then, that's the kind of moment where I think everything else is gone and my mates and I are together feeding.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's quite a joyful moment. So you're saying that to quieten the mind, we then experience more joy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Thomas Merton, fantastic writer, he notes that the silence is where we experience the beautiful parts of life, the joy.
Mm.
He even says that music is made beautiful with silence.
Ah, yes.
And if you consider that, the beat, he says the beat of the beat in the music is only a beat because there's silence in between the beat.
Absolutely, yes.
And so the sounds are made because of silence. There's no sound. If there was no silence, there'd be just loud music. And that's a bit like our brains. We need to stop, take the silence, and that's where the joy is.
I've got an interesting week ahead to practice all this. So can you give us a story about a time where you've seen joy working out in someone's life?
Well, I've been thinking about this one, and today I will tell you about the time that I had joy in my life.
Oh, good.
Yes. So today I went to see a rugby match. I watched Samoa versus the Waratahs.
A quiet moment in your life.
The Wallabies, I mean. And we lost very badly.
Mm.
But as we were sitting there getting a little bit wet because it started to have a misty rain, there was a magnificent rainbow.
Oh, yes.
Over the whole stadium.
Mm.
It was a double rainbow, two arches.
Wow.
Never seen one like that before. And just to sit there and have this absolutely joyful moment and a time where I wasn't thinking about much else apart from watching the rugby and enjoying the time. And yes, it was a joy.
How nice.
It was a reminder there that God's there. It's all well in the world, and this is a beautiful place to be.
And big and beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, Lynn Worsley, thank you so much again. It's been it's always wonderful speaking with you. Next week, I guess something pretty related to what we've been talking about tonight, we're doing peace.
Yes.
Quick sketch of that. Where are we going to go with that?
Well, that's a really interesting question to think about where we're going to go with that one, because we can look at a whole lot of issues that we've got in this world at the moment and how much we need peace. But we might look at peace both in ourselves, in our souls and in our relationships.
I'm with you. Lynn Worsley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Across Australia, this is Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.